Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Big deal this morning in Geneva, Switzerland, as the United States and China have agreed to a deal to temporarily slash reciprocal tariffs down to 10% on both sides. Speaking after talks with Chinese officials in Geneva, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the two sides also agreed on a 90-day pause on measures and that tariffs would come down by 115%. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer.
Today, with this agreement, we come to agreement that our reciprocal tariff rate will go down to 10% on the United States side, so it goes down 115%. We enter into a 90-day pause period for negotiations, which both the Chinese and the United States are very committed to, and the Chinese on their side also go down 115% to 10%, and they remove the countermeasures that they have in place. To be very clear, other measures that the United States has put in place in the past, whether it's tariff measures from 2018 or since, tariffs under other statutory authorities, tariffs related to fentanyl, those remain unchanged for now to the side. I'll just make one point, is that both the Chinese and the United States agreed to work constructively together on fentanyl, and there's a positive path forward there as well.
Following the announcement, the stock market jumped 800 points, the dollar rose against major currencies, and markets lifted following the news. Sunday afternoon, USDA Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said the U.S. is suspending cattle imports on the southern border over screwworm concerns. The suspension effective immediately, with the U.S. Ag Secretary citing, quote, unacceptable northward advancement of the screwworm and the need to slow its spread. She said screwworm has been reported as close as 700 miles to the southern U.S. border. The import suspension will be reviewed in 2 weeks, but will continue on a monthly basis until there is significant containment. This includes all cattle and bison. Late last week, on the announcement of the U.S.-UK trade agreement, reaction from ag groups was swift. The National Corn Growers Association applauding the new bilateral trade agreement, which increases access for American ag products to the United Kingdom. U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Ryan LaGrande says it's a crucial step forward in the positive relationship between the two countries. It's especially great news for ethanol. After recent record American ethanol exports to the U.K., we could see another record that'll benefit American farmers, biofuel producers, and U.K. consumers. Yesterday, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins left for the United Kingdom on her first foreign mission to meet with her counterparts and discuss the commitments of the new deal. That's our morning farm news. We'll be right back with a check of the markets.